reasons behind prolongation of Bahraini revolution. The wave of Islamic awakening that has swept across a number of countries in the Middle East and North Africa, as of 2011, has shaped a number of developments in these countries. Meanwhile, Bahrain has also been influenced by this wave of Islamic awakening sweeping Middle East and North Africa. People of Bahrain, who could no longer bear the injustices of the Al Khalifa regime, seized the opportunity and launched their revolutionary movement. Given the vital importance, regional and international importance of this tiny island, foreign actors led by Saudi Arabia reacted to this revolutionary movement in Bahrain, highlighting the role of foreign elements throughout Bahrain's developments from the very beginning. Those who play decisive roles in the crisis in Bahrain pursue a number of relatively durable goals and strategies. The important fact about the developments of Bahrain is that the majorities of the actors, despite their different goals and interests, have acted within a win-lose framework, with none of these actors adopting an alternative approach, the consequence of which has been prolongation of the revolution of the Bahraini people. The prolongation of the Bahraini people's revolution is also due to a number of domestic causes. These challenges are partly the result of the repressive nature of the Al Khalifa regime and the refusal of this regime to accept change. The revolution of Bahrain also faces challenges such as lack of unity amongst Bahraini opposition groups and the infiltration of the Al Khalifa agents into Bahrain's opposition. The regional and international structural challenges have also caused a number of problems for the revolution of the Bahraini people, all of which have led to prolongation of this revolution. The peaceful movement of the Bahraini people, which started in 2011, has reinforced the wave of Islamic awakening, raised the vigilance of the Bahraini people, promoted religious dialogue, enhanced the role of women, alerted the revolutionary youth, and disgraced the Al Khalifa regime. However, it also faces a number of challenges which will impact the present and future state of the five-year-long revolution of the Bahraini people. These challenges are at times consequences of domestic issues or related to regional and trans-regional variables. These challenges have practically set the stage for prolongation of the Bahraini people's revolution. The Bahraini revolution has a number of characteristic features which are rooted in the demographic makeup of Bahrain: absence of Shias at the center of power, discrimination against the population, political and economic problems, the meddlesome policies of Saudi Arabia, and the deployment of the US 5th Naval Fleet in Bahrain, setting apart this revolution from other revolutions. The approach adopted by the Al Khalifa regime towards the revolutionaries in this country relies upon its security policy. Decline in the domestic legitimacy of the Bahraini regime and the widening rift between Al Khalifa regime and the people of this island in the Persian Gulf has led the Bahraini regime to always rely upon reactionary regional and trans-regional players to maintain security on that tiny island. Furthermore, the geographical and strategic position of Bahrain has led to the engagement of numerous actors in the regional and international scenes, granting regional and global dimensions to the Bahraini crisis. Meanwhile, the contradictory interests of foreign powers in Bahrain have led to the failure of efforts to reach a viable solution to the Bahraini crisis. Moreover, the domestic challenges of revolutionaries, which shows the low abilities of domestic actors and opposition groups, has highlighted the impact of foreign actors on developments in Bahrain. On this basis, the disunity of opponents on the one hand and the absence of any solid and logical strategy in Bahraini regime's policies for resolving the crisis, as well as the continued reliance on the Bahraini regime on its regional supporters for suppression of the Bahraini people, are some of the root causes of prolongation of the Bahraini people's revolution. Currently, the revolution of Bahrain is facing a variety of challenges in domestic, regional, and international realms. The continuation of this of this situation is in favor of the Al Khalifa regime, which has imposed a number of restrictions on Bahraini revolutionaries, especially Shias, stirring tough political and even economic circumstances for these revolutionaries. Concurrent with the fifth year of the Bahraini People's Revolution, few experts don't see a promising horizon for the Bahraini revolutionaries, claiming that Bahraini revolutionary movement has entered a phase of attrition. This is because the Bahraini revolution faces a number of challenges. The opposition of the Bahraini regime with the Bahraini revolution is one of the challenges which the revolutionary movement of Bahrain faces. Given that the majority of the Bahraini people are Shias, any democratic development in the eyes of the Al Khalifa regime will lead to partly giving up power to Shia groups in Bahrain. On this basis, the Bahraini regime's strategy urges the obstruction and opposition of any in-depth reforms in Bahraini politics by adoption of a number of tactics and approaches. Meanwhile, Bahraini regime remains divided into two different factions. One faction backs suppression of the people and opposes any reform or even talks with political opponents. This faction is led by the Bahraini premier. The other faction, who is partly moderate and is led by the Bahraini crown prince, agrees with minor reforms, talking with the opponents and taking a relatively peaceful approach. However, the hardline faction has more power and dominates the politics of Bahrain and is also backed, much more importantly, by Saudi Arabia. Thus, the Bahraini regime leans towards adoption of a tough approach against its political opponents. Meanwhile, the prevalence of Sunnis in the Bahraini army and security forces has led to compliance of these forces with the Al Khalifa regime. The widespread heavy-handed approach of the Al Khalifa regime has obstructed the protests and has instilled fear amongst opponents. However, this approach is not possible in the long term for a number of reasons, such as the pressure piled up by the international community on the Bahraini regime and the continuation of the Bahraini people's protests. The Al Khalifa regime wrongly imagines that because of Bahrain's relatively low population and the support of foreign powers for this regime, the anti-regime protests cannot continue in Bahrain for long, and therefore the crisis can be contained without granting major political concessions to its opponents. The important point about the developments in Bahrain is that the Bahraini regime has offered to hold talks with its opponents, whilst the majority of the Bahraini opposition leaders are still in jail. More importantly, only 35 seats have been set aside for the Shia opponents out of the 300 seats available in the framework of national talks. The related talking points also revolve around minor topics. Overall, upon the insistence of the Al Khalifa regime on its suppressive and heavy-handed policies and the futile efforts of the Al Khalifa regime to end the protests in the country, such as by a number of means, such as cancelling the state of emergency, holding talks, the popular protests in Bahrain have continued up to now. Also, upon the realisation of opponents about a lack of resolve in the Bahraini regime for major political reform, the possible future talks are seemingly doomed to fail, and that, in all probability, these talks will get nowhere.